Hi, is this Yamin?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, this is Jarrell with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hi, good. Thanks for asking.
Good. I received your credit application from George over from the Azores Trucking.
Yes,
Just
ma'am.
wanted okay. I just want to go over a few things over with you. So you are a owner operator under I think it was like Ricardo Garcia. What was it? Ricardo Garcia
Garcia?
Trucking. Trucking.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how long have you been in business for or been a owner operator?
I've been an owner operator. I would say about a few months, not very many. Yeah,
Oh, okay.
because
So,
the truck I had it broke down, and now I'm trying to, I'm
yeah.
trying to still do things on my own
Yeah.
and.
Okay. So this one, are you, so the last truck of yours, it broke down and this is why you're looking to buy a new one right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. And then is this the you so you right now you're buying your first truck. You don't have any other truck in the fleet right now.
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And then also, do you know what your I know you haven't been in business for too long, but do you know what kind of gross sales of you've had in the last few months? Or like what's
The
the
last few
average
months.
of every month?
Every month, it is. It's kind of hard because, I mean, sometimes I was like, because a truck like broke down right away. So I was planning on buying a truck from Ricardo Garcia, but at the last minute I was like, no, that's just too much, and it had too many miles already, and I was like, no, I don't want to risk it.
Yeah, especially if yours already
But
broke down, you don't want to buy another, bad one. Yeah, okay.
but
You think you're I
it
was looking
wasn't
at the
really like
thing.
a like an owner operator. I mean, it was more like a driving position. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense.
Oh, okay.
And
So, okay. So right now.
I was that's another thing. And because the truck that I had, it was, I mean, I didn't put it to work. Like for that long.
How long and how much did it cost you?
It was just like $4,000, but I was like, it doesn't hurt to try to make some money while he's
Yeah, I
running.
know. At least makes the $4,000 back. Yeah.
Yeah, because
Okay.
I was thinking about, repairing the motor and everything, but I was like, nah, I'd
Yeah.
rather just run until it dies. And I mean, yeah,
Yeah.
you made it up, it's just
How long did it last you?
that I was like, it lasts me for about a month,
Oh,
and
okay.
I made pretty good money. I was making like 35 to 4,500 a week, so
Oh, nice. So you made the money back.
it was,
That's
oh
good.
yeah,
Okay.
easily.
But right now, because basically we're a business bank, so we only do business loans with business owners and people that are owner operator. So I just want to make sure that you are currently a owner operator.
Oh, okay. I hear. Yeah,
You are, right?
that's yeah, I mean, basically I am. It's
Okay.
just that I had to, buy another truck.
Yeah. The only
Something that
thing
would
is,
last me a little bit longer.
yeah, and have you filed taxes before as an owner operator?
No, this is
Not
my
yet.
first year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Well, that's all I really needed to know. I'm gonna put your file together and I'm gonna submit it over to my credit department. They're gonna review everything and then I should be having an answer for you and George within the 2 days.
Oh, in 2 days.
No, maybe in a day if soon, but I usually just it 2 days at most.
Okay. I was gonna say, yeah, because I mean, I'm really in an urge
Yeah.
because as a driver, I mean, I'm not producing any of, like, not even half of what I, you know, what I was making.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, nah, I might as well. I mean, I'm already approved with a financial company, but I wanted to be more pleased because George has the, you know, the trucks, they look better.
Yeah.
You know, well taken care of, and I mean, I don't want to buy a truck and then have to put $2,000-$3,000 right there,
know, right away. Yeah.
And it was just not the kind of business, you know, that's not the way to make business. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we work really fast. So once I submit it, I mean, I'm in California time, so I'm ahead of you. So I have a few, still have a few more hours in operation. So we'll give, we can process everything. I should probably have, I can try to get you an answer by tomorrow. If you could just hold off until tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt to try, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you never know.
It's just what the fact that I was like, I was trying to get the truck ASAP and probably start running Monday already.
That's possible. Who is the other offer also for the same truck or for a different truck?
It's a different truck.
Oh, okay. Is it like the same mileage and all that?
Something like that, yeah, for the international. I don't know if you submit the international application.
I think it was.
Yeah, because that one had less miles, so I was like, if...
The one that was Astor?
The one with the what, I'm sorry?
The one, International ProStar 09?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, for $29,600 after tax.
But yeah, because he had told me that he was, you know, he could go down once he talks to the finance company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He could go down on the price, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, well, we did.
I asked him how low, and like he said, I'll talk to the finance company. And I'm like, okay. I just don't want any tricks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. We're very straightforward. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to base it off of the 29, and if it's cheaper from whatever you guys, you know, whatever we end up negotiating and everything, obviously if it's a cash price, it's going to be cheaper. So let me get you approved for this first, and then we can go from there.
All right. That'll work.
Okay. Sure. All right. Sounds good. If you don't mind me asking, do you know, do you remember what the offer was with the other people?
I was paying, the truck, they drop it down to 22, and it only had 600,000 miles, and, I was gonna do 10% of the down.
Okay.
And they give me a 24-month or a 30-month payoff.
Okay. How much per month?
It was, for 24 months, it was 1,100.
Uh-huh.
Or 10, you know, 1050, something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And for the 30 month, it was like 850.
Okay.
It was like a $200 difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good. What type of, how much have you budgeted for your monthly?
For my monthly, it, try to keep it around, you know, not over 1100.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that makes it kind of hard.
I mean, you know, it's obviously because, you want to keep it as low as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. I mean, you know, I mean, I know for a fact that they get the trucks pretty cheap. And I mean, I know they're trying to make the business too, you know, I mean, they're trying to make the money. But, you know, sometimes it can go a little lower in the price. And, you know, that's where they help me and they help themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. So I'll submit everything over and should have you guys an answer tomorrow then.
All righty.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.